When the Parker Drilling Company was formed, I think that was in 1934.
Right.
What was the mission then of the company?
At that time, it was simply to continue making a profit if you could, and to enlarge the company to cover other areas other than Oklahoma, to just grow, just pay your bills and grow. And it was not easy.
You provided services then for somebody who wanted a well drilled?
Yes,
you
contract drilling.
You did it all?
Yes, we did it all.
To begin with, that was land, and you moved to offshore?
Much later.
There was some pioneering going on in the oil well business then under Parker Drilling Company.
Yes, there was, but I remember now there's quite an evolution at that time. The cable drill was the key. That's what did most Oklahoma drilling at that time. We're talking about Oklahoma City Field. We're talking about a lot of the big fields in Oklahoma. Dad took all the family to Chicago World's Fair, and there we saw the first rotary rig we had seen, a big diesel electric rig. And he bought it. I don't know where he got the money, but he bought that big rig, and it was a showpiece of the industry. He brought it into Oklahoma. We had two or three counterparts of that used here at the Tulsa Oil Show. In those years, that was a big show that they had here. We'd put the rigs out there, and the supply companies would want to have them there for advertisement. We went to that from the steam rigs. That was a common rotary rig. And then to the diesel electric, that's what the one from Chicago was. So we gradually built into what's called rotary rigs. They changed all the time, new innovations, new style. From that, we went to some offshore rigs, and mostly foreign rigs went to those two. So it was kind of an unusual growth. Dad didn't gradually slow down. He just walked in one day and said, "Can't be two bosses. I'm out of here." Just like that. Nothing else. We hunted together. We fished together. We were good pals. But he turned the company to me, and that was before I owned the company. That's when I was trying to run it.
Then let me bring you back
here. Yes, yes.
For students who are listening to this, first it was cable. And it was cable that did what?
The cable tool is where you constantly pound the ground. There's still a lot of that done, believe it or not.
Really?
Then you bail out the cuttings. Your problem with the cable tool is if you find a good well, you can't stop it. It's coming to see you. So we had many, many blowouts. It was dangerous.
So your father, did he take a big gamble then when he saw this diesel electric powered?
Big gamble. Big gamble. Las Vegas doesn't know what gambling is. Yeah, it was big. That was his life. He did that. He believed in it. He
took those chances.
Yes, sir.
And that cost him big dollars.
Big dollars.
Back
yes,
then.
Sir. It did.
And it was the talk of Tulsa when he brought it
yes,
here.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And it was the bank's big dollars, too. There's a lot of people involved in those.
Did your father feel the fear of the unknown, or was he one that felt pressure every day?
Didn't seem to bother him. He lectured us all the time on not spending money like a lot of people in that generation. Turn out the lights in the house when you go, every door had to be closed. And things that then were very normal to conserve everything you could. And you know about the 10-cent movies and all of that that we went through, the Depression. He went through that, and his whole thing there was just work as hard as you could. That's what he did to keep the bills paid. He passed that on to us. It was good education.
Days of the Depression, I guess, didn't affect anything that he did in his business, was not affected by it.
No, we stayed in there, but it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. It was tough. And a lot of the people that we knew that we drilled for went bankrupt. We had a lot of turnover in the oil industry during that time.
Were there any times during the Depression where you felt he wondered whether he was going to make it or not?
I had no way of knowing. He never shared those worries with me.
In the mid-40s, then it was this branching out into the international market.
Right.
Talk to me about that.
He moved rigs and people to Canada and to Venezuela. And that was the first overseas work that we had. Dad moved those two areas and had good customers or good friends. And worked about 4 or 5 years there and then sold them. By selling them, you could have a profit. He was very anti-tax. That had much to do with his disenchantment with not just the drilling business, but any business. More and more and more, he saw himself and us working for the government. You'd think it's bad now. He thought it was horrible then. It really was good, but at the time, he thought it was impossible.
Were there, because he was in Venezuela and in Canada, tax advantages then by working in those countries?
Only by selling.
Okay.
Capital gains. He told me all my life, you'll never make any money on a per-day basis. You'll make it by selling your companies at different levels. And that was what he did. and he did well in Canada and selling that company. It was a growing and successful company. Did the same thing in Venezuela and came home in both cases of quite a bit of money.
So on a daily basis, it was just to survive.
That's it.
Make the payroll.
Make the payroll.
Pay for the supplies.
That's exactly right.
And if you could break even.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
And sometimes he didn't.
That's right. Sometimes he didn't.